It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Managing your cotton crop with precision technologies may help maximize the efficiency use of inputs, often increasing yields while lowering a farm's environmental impact. Cotton yield monitors, now standard in new cotton pickers, provide in-field variability maps that show the real benefits. Learn more about cotton yield monitors at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, the cotton market continues to be range-bound, and it's just without any change in sight until time passes and Mother Nature just decides to do whatever it is she's going to do. As world production drops and as consumption continues to demonstrate some solid signs of increasing, the potential reduction in world stocks so far has just not been enough to break prices out on top of this the top of this trading range at this 68-cent resistance area. That's just going to have to occur before anything can happen. The fundamentals really haven't changed. It's the absence of change just leaves the market in an ever so slight upward trend, but still within a price channel. The trading range, though, as I have said, is just going to continue. Yet I would say that the market appears to be a bit nervous regarding this upcoming supply-demand report, and we could anticipate some rich choppy activity next week going into that report. Both sales and shipments of U.S. cotton have continued to impress the market. Net sales of Upland this past week were over 100,000 bales, 106,000 plus for the current marketing year, and for next marketing year was 53, a little over 53, right at 54,000 bales that were sold. The destinations for this year's shipment included the major U.S. customers of China, Turkey, Vietnam, and there were 16 other countries that shipped in there. And so we continue to see some rather widespread demand for U.S. cotton such as this. And only about 1,200 bales of Pima were sold. But nonetheless, export shipments continue to surpass USDA projections. We exported Upland in a little over 300,000 bales this past week. And, you know, USDA is currently estimating exports at 10.7 million bales. Well, certainly with sales and shipments now, we're about 11.2 million bales. So I would say we look for next week's June WASDA report to show an increase of about 300,000 to 400,000 bales. In U.S. exports, that's going to bring the U.S. DA estimate up to 11 million bales, maybe even 11.1 million. I'll say USDA will take the conservative approach, and they'll probably just hold it right at up 300,000 bales at 11 million. But what that also does then is come back and it takes U.S. carryover down from 4.4 million bales down to 4.1, and possibly even down to 4.0, and that's in other words, psychologically, that's a number essentially almost with a three in front of it, and that becomes very important to the market watchers then. It is a psychologically, or it is a bullish psychological factor in the market. This past week, as we talked about, the market was just a little more than back and fill after we had some strong gains last week, yet we continually stayed in the price range, which is just really becoming a habit to gyrate between about 64.5 and 65.5 cents. And this has added to the upward channel that we have in December contract. And it tells us more and more that with this not being broken, this channel not being broken, that Mother Nature is holding the key. Now, the weather problems around the globe that we discussed a good bit last week have become more pronounced. Specifically, the Indian government now has formally stated that the El Nino effect is actually detrimental to its monsoon season, which is much more so than they said last year, and we did see that monsoon back off last year. Well, it's continued to be extremely weak this year. It's not come on, so it's a significant problem. I would not be surprised to see a bit of market nervousness, in fact, a bit of a breakout next week in front of the USDA supply-demand report. I think the breakout is to the top side, but again, we're going nowhere fast. It'll be marginal. It'll continue to be back and fill, but I think we'll ease a bit higher.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.